By the time this Memorial Day weekend wraps up, around 38 million Americans will have traveled, according to AAA. Many will be spending some time tied up in traffic or waiting in those long airport security lines we've been hearing about. Now, that's an issue that's expected to come up at the meeting of the International Air Transport Association in Dublin later this week, where airline executives will discuss everything from the TSA and terrorism to climate change. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review, and he joins us in the studio now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, about those long lines at airports, what are we expected to hear airlines executives say about this?
Well, they certainly know that it impacts them, those long lines, because the product that they sell, this airport flying experience, is all wrapped up in that. And so lately, U.S. airlines have been sort of, they've been telling their faithful flyers to show up early. They've been telling them to sign up for TSA PreCheck, which gives them access to those priority lanes at airports. They're sometimes paying for that for their high-value customers. But carriers are also working with the TSA more now to try to improve that. Delta has just announced new innovation lanes at the Atlanta Airport, and that's where instead of going into those security lines one by one where you take off your shoes and then you wait for the person in front of you to pull out their laptop, you kind of go in five at a time. Five, you sort of line up next to each other and everybody goes through the same thing at once. So Delta says this goes twice as fast, and Delta is actually paid to make the TSA go through with this.
Interesting. So we'll see how that works out. But let's turn now to the fact that the airline industry saw record profits last year, $33 billion. And of course, a lot of that had to do with those low fuel prices. So where do profits, ticket prices, and demand overall stand right now?
Yeah. So profits are expected to be up again this year, partly because a lot of airlines, even though oil prices have been low, some of them had locked in higher oil prices for certainty further back. So they're finally getting to the point where they can really enjoy lower prices. So even as they're ticking up, they're still benefiting. Demand is still high. Globally, passenger numbers are up. There's a lot of growth in Asia, in the Middle East. But flyers overall are paying less. Global fares are down about 4%. The average U.S. domestic fare has actually stayed steady. It hasn't risen in more than a year now, and it probably won't start rising until next year.
Oh, interesting. Those long-term contracts then explain why some people are still complaining that the prices haven't gone down even further, given those really rock-bottom oil prices.
Yeah.
But oil prices have been rising since January. I mean, if that continues, what does that mean for the airlines?
Yeah, that's a problem for the airlines, but they can cut back. They can start to gain more control over their fares by reducing the number of flights that they fly. Delta has already said it's going to cut back some after Labor Day. In Europe, British Airways and Lufthansa have already started to scale back. And this means that basically, if other airlines do this too, they wouldn't make as much money. They wouldn't be flying as much, but they'd make more on all of those planes because ticket prices would go up, and that would help compensate for higher oil prices.
Well, Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review, walking us through the ups and downs of airline ticket prices and profits as the International Air Transport Association meets in Dublin later this week. Kurt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.